Okay, Namum Myoho Renge Kyo. Hi everyone, thanks for joining. Today's Go Show is going to be, it's kind of a short Go Show, but it's a sweet Go Show, and it has a very important aspect of the teachings from Nichiren. This one is a letter written, another reply, if you will. One of Nichiren's close disciples, is I should say inner circle, was a samurai, as a matter of fact, who was a head samurai, head of his unit, for a very powerful governing lord, landlord of his day. You hear the words Shijo Kingo quite a lot as you read through Nichiren's history, and even his establishment on a property donated by Shijo Kingo. So he's very close. And I bring this up because, as was the custom and still is in many places, when your family belongs to a certain group, a temple, whether it's religious or not, the family, when they birth a child, often relies on the head of that temple, abbot, or whatever the sect, to name the child, or to give it. I know when I was born Catholic, I have names and a surname, and as was the custom, one of my names came from an elder relative, and the first name at the time was a saint, and then one that individuates me personally gets thrown into the mix, so I ended up with four names. Anyway, Shijo Kingo and his wife had birthed a son a year or two before, and Nichiren had named him. And now this child, this little girl who he's writing about, is sickly, and she's very young, she's just a baby. And so he rushes off this letter to Shijo Kingo for assurances and some direction, some guidance. So here we go. Reply to Kyo-o. Kyo-o is actually the little girl's name. So it's interesting that he addresses her. But it's really meant for her mother and Shijo Kingo himself, of course. Okay, here we go. Just when I was longing to hear from you once again, the messenger whom you took the trouble to send arrived. In my present circumstances, your gift of money is far more valuable than any treasure to be found on land or sea. So Nichiren was needing some financial assistance. And again, since Shijo Kingo is a very integral part of Nichiren's inner circle and a very important samurai, his gifts were very meaningful. In other words, he could afford to support Nichiren more than others. Going on. Since I heard from you about Kyo-o, the little girl, I've been meditating to the gods of the sun and moon for her every moment of the day. Always cherish the Gohanzen that I gave you some time ago for her protection. The Gohanzen was never known, let alone inscribed, by anyone in the former or middle day of the law. The Lion King is said to advance three steps, then gather himself to spring, unleashing the same power whether he traps a tiny ant or attacks a fierce animal. In inscribing this Gohanzen for her protection, Nichiren was like the Lion King. This is what the sutra means by, quote, the power of the Buddhas that has the lion's ferocity. Believe in this mandala with all your heart. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo is like the roar of a lion. What sickness can therefore be an obstacle? So again, we just finished reading a Gosho where I reminded you of the mind-body connection and that it's all from the same energy source. So if you use the engine of reality, Myoho Renge Kyo, you cannot fail to penetrate that course or that stream of energy, that inertia in its course. It is written that those who embrace the Daimoku of the Lotus Sutra will be protected by the mother of demon children and by the 10 demon daughters. Such persons will enjoy the happiness of the Wisdom King, craving-filled, and the good fortune of the Heavenly King, Vaishravana. Wherever your daughter may frolic or play, no harm will come to her. She will move about without fear, like a Lion King. Among the 10 demon daughters, the protection of Kunti is the most profound, but your resolute mind and conviction alone will determine all these things. A sword is useless in the hands of a coward. The mighty sword of the Lotus Sutra must be wielded by one courageous in resolute mind and conviction. Then one will be as strong as a demon armed with an iron staff. I, Nichiren, have inscribed my life in Sumi ink, so believe in the Gohonzon with your whole heart. The Buddha's will is the Lotus Sutra, but the heart of Nichiren is nothing other than Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Miaolo states in his commentary that the heart of this sutra is the revelation of the Buddha's original enlightenment and his immeasurable lifespan. Kyo-o's misfortune will change into fortune. Muster your resolute mind and conviction and pray to this Gohonzon, or meditate to this Gohonzon, chant to this Gohonzon. Then what is there that cannot be achieved? There can be no doubt about the sutra passages that say, quote, this sutra can fulfill their desires as a clear pool or a clear cool pond can satisfy all those who are thirsty. And, quote, they will enjoy peace and security in their present existence and good circumstances in future existences. End quote. I will write you again. When I am pardoned from exile in this province, I will hasten to Kamakura, where we will meet. If we consider the power of the Lotus Sutra, we will find perpetual youth and eternal life before our eyes. My only worry is that her life may be as short-lived as dew. Therefore, I am meditating with all my might for the heavenly gods to protect her. Kyo-o, follow in the footsteps of Lady Pure Virtue or the Dragon King's daughter. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. So, a passionate plea for Shijo Kingo and his wife to maintain a strong resolve in their Buddhist practice. Because if the child has any chance to overcome whatever negativity that she's experiencing physically, it is definitely through her closest tie to Buddhahood, which is her parents. Again, the filial connection in ancient teachings, especially Eastern, is very strong. And we know as a samsaric reality, the Nidana comes through its formations, and most intimately through our parents, where the combinatory effect of their karmas is most suitable for our manifestation. So we're very, very connected with our parents. No matter how you feel about them, that connection is real. It just is. So what Nichiren is saying is if you use that connection in reverse, if you will, by empowering your Buddha strength, wisdom, insight, then your very health, which affects your body, your mind, and your environment, will include most assuredly your offspring. So this is the most powerful medicine that you can give your offspring, is your own dedication to enlightenment, you and your wives, Shishio Gingo and your wife. So it's a very straightforward teaching. It might sound convoluted, but it actually is grounded very much in the cosmology and biology and knowledge of the Dharma. It's not mystical. And that's why I need to remove those words, prayer, out of there. That's translation is obviously Western. And I think, quite honestly, some translators use it as a mechanism to induce Westerners to participate, because they think that that's an equivalency word in the West, and so they'll make these teachings more palatable to us. But it really does nothing more than confuse us, because it's not prayer in the sense that it's not asking the Gohonzon this other thing to bequeath upon us something. It is really about empowering something we already have, giving it energy so that it strengthens, and by strengthening it, it is not divorced from us, because it is us. Never look for Gohonzon outside yourself. Nichiren constantly says this, because this is just a representation to help us focus, to help our samsaric consciousnesses, our eye conscious, our oral conscious, our speaking, taste. Those consciousnesses are always at work in our minds, trying to get us to think of earthly things. But if we converge even that human mind onto something that is far more profound, and directs it toward that along with our Buddha mind, then we invoke it and we awaken it. Do you follow? It's kind of circular. But it's what we need to do in samsara, because we're caught up in all this, the stuffness of the world, right? All right. So enough on that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. And I hope very much to see you in the next video, whenever I get that one done. Thank you today. And if you don't have time to watch videos, remember I have podcasts, and I've been trying diligently to get all of my videos translated into audio so they're available on the podcast. So there's a mishmash right now, but pretty much everything recently has been recent videos. But I've tried to catch up with older videos. I still have to post my talks on the Virmalakirti Sutra, the Lankavatara Sutra, and other subjects. If you have a preference, let me know. All those videos are on YouTube. Some are several years old, but the information in them is still valid. So I will be endeavoring to upload those to my podcast as well. So I'm hoping to keep something there very regularly, so you always have something to help support your practice. That's my goal. See you soon.